Hi, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the first episode of the Black Impact Podcast. I am TJ, your host. So basically, I started the Black Impact Podcast to center around Black people, trauma that we go through, Black trauma and mental health. I feel like a lot of platforms really don't talk about mental health and trauma that, you know, the Black community go through. So I wanted to create a safe space where we can discuss some issues that everyone goes through, you know? So we're going to start off with me introducing myself to you guys and letting you know my back history, basically. So I'm TJ, and I have suffered a lot of trauma throughout the years that has basically made my mental health a little shaky. I have been diagnosed with severe panic attack and anxiety disorder. That has, those things have made me, the first time I had a panic attack that led into an anxiety attack, or either or. I was living at home with my mom, and I think I was just over just my environment and not basically having control, or just overthinking my situation, and I wanted to basically just gotta get out of the situation, and I didn't have any sense of direction of where I was going in my life. So because I was experiencing those things, that I guess what led up to me having a panic attack and anxiety. I remember I was at home and living in my mom's house. And so I was living at home in my mom's house, and I ended up locking myself into the bathroom. And at that time, I didn't know that I locked myself into the bathroom. I had locked myself into the bathroom, and then out of nowhere, I just started crying. Now, what particularly happened before I locked myself into that bathroom? Nothing really happened. I think I was just in my head overthinking, overanalyzing everything, and then that led into my panic attack. I started crying consistently. Then I realized I couldn't get out the bathroom, and then everything felt like the walls were caving in, and I got claustrophobic, and I couldn't breathe, and I could talk, but I couldn't breathe, and basically I couldn't process what was happening at that moment. So I didn't really know like what a panic attack was or an anxiety attack was at that moment, but it just didn't feel good at that moment. I end up, you know, calming down and, you know, opening up the door and getting out the bathroom, letting that go or whatever. And I got through that first panic attack or whatever. I was living on my own. I got out of that situation. So I was living on my own, and I ended up losing a job that I really wanted, off of jealousy and jealousy, another basically work trauma. So I ended up losing my job, and I broke down. Something was going on with me, and I didn't know what it was, and I drove myself to the doctor. So I drove myself to the doctor. I am hysterically crying, like the same incident, like hysterically crying, walls caving in, even though I'm around people. You know, when you go to the doctor's office, you're surrounded by people. So because I was crying so much, they immediately like put me in the back room. So my doctor came in, he's like, what's going on? And I'm just crying. I couldn't stop crying. I couldn't tell him like what was going on, but I was like, I couldn't breathe. I'm crying. I'm hyperventilating. Everything just feels terrible. Like terrible. And he was trying to calm me down. He was, you know, trying to calm me down. He was like, okay, we need to figure out what's going on with you, because I need to figure out why you're here. So I ended up telling him like what's going on. And he was like, oh, okay, you're having a panic attack and an anxiety attack, and I need you to calm down. So basically, he was just talking me through certain things and calming me down. And then that's how I, you know, got out of, you know, my manic panic attack, and, you know, relieving my anxiety by, you know, talking through, you know, the situation that was going on. No, he did not prescribe me anything or anything, but, you know, he was just saying, like, you're just basically stressed, overthinking, and you just went through a tough situation. You lost your job, you know, for basically nothing because of, you know, the situation that was going on at work, you know? And, yeah, so that was my second, you know, attempt of having a panic attack. So in my head, I'm trying to figure out like what is going on. And you know, panic attack basically stress. You have panic attack basically around stress, overthinking, certain situations happen to you where you have no control, and that's when it comes along. But at that time, I didn't know that, because I just was, you know, growing up, when you was going through or, you know, feeling some type of way, your parents was like, oh, you fine, you are, you know, in the black community, you good, you'll be all right, sleep it off, or ain't nothing wrong with you. But really, it is, because back in the day, our parents didn't know how to deal with their trauma. So they just brushed it off and went on, and then, you know, basically just had to build up that strength and move on with their day and get over it. But no, it was really affecting me. Certain things that I was going through was really affecting me to the point where that was building up to the point where I was having consistent panic attacks. So I had to figure out what could I do in that moment when no one's around to help me calm down. So I was doing a lot of research. And I came across that people were like having, you know, service dogs for panic attacks and anxiety attacks. So I always wanted a dog. And then this was like my real like reason for getting a dog. So I had ended up doing some research. Now, you know, dogs call. So I had to, you know, plan for that and also figure out the planning behind getting a trained service dog. So I end up buying a service dog, and his name is Divine. He's actually asleep right now. I am getting in my little baby Divine, and when I experience panic attacks or anxiety attacks, just him being there and me holding him and, you know, basically having his comfort there calms me down to the point where I'm not in my head overthinking and analyze everything that's going on at that moment. And then he does this little cute thing that he does, like he knows that I'm having a attack or something going on with me, so he comes to my knee, and it's so cute. He comes to me and he wipes my tears, and he sits there, he puts his little, you know, paws on me, or he comes close and he licks my tears, and he just is there comforting. So it's just a comforting thing to just make me calm down. But I'm not telling you to get a service dog. I'm just saying like that happens to me. Some panic attacks and some anxiety attacks are more severe than what I have experienced, and I pray to God that I don't experience that, because what I have experienced is not good to me. But I definitely recommend you doing your research and doing what's best for you to handle your, you know, attack. Now, this is how I manage my attacks. Since I have gotten divine, I haven't, I haven't had an anxiety attack when he's around, but I have had one. Like, I had have a social anxiety attack at work. And still at that moment, like, I'm still trying to figure out, like, my triggers when it comes to having anxiety and a panic attack. And I guess it's just being overwhelmed in a situation, not having control, or not even not having control, just, I guess, overanalyzing, being in your head too much. I think I'm still, you know, going through the process trying to figure out my triggers. So I do recommend anybody who's experienced what I am experiencing to, you know, be able to find help to me. So now that you guys have gotten to know a little bit of me, during this podcast, we're going to be discussing a lot of trauma that we have experienced when it comes to, like, trauma with your parents, work trauma that I experienced that have triggered my my panic attacks and my anxiety attacks, friend trauma, just overall, you know, Black experiences that have triggered you to develop some type of trauma in your life. And I feel like we don't really talk about a lot of things that goes on. We just brush it off and, you know, keep living and moving throughout the day when we really need, you know, to sit down and analyze, like, what is really going on. And therapy is a good thing to do, but sometimes therapy doesn't work. And then today's day, like, the therapist, they're not really good therapists. I have come across quite a few therapists when I was on my therapy journey. It's not for me. It may be for you, but it's not for me. They don't really manage time management as well. They're not really present. And I guess because they're dealing with certain things too, but I do feel like that is your area where you're supposed to, like, be there for that person. But the therapists that I have come across have not been doing that. But if therapy is working for you, I do recommend you seeking out therapy, also looking into finding different things that can help you manage your mental health, because mental health is a really big thing in the Black community, and we brush it off so bad, and we need it. I want to thank you guys for tuning into the Black Impact Podcast. Yes, this is my first episode of You Getting to Know TJ. I would like to continue this journey with you guys and unpack some challenging trauma, some challenging conversations. We're going to get into it. If you have so many ideas, things you want to discuss, if you want to be a guest, please DM me and on the Black_Black Impact Podcast on Instagram and also on TikTok and YouTube. Click the link, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button. Before I go, I want to introduce, you know, my service dog, Divine. I call him Papa. He was asleep. He's here now. Come on, baby. This is Papa. Hi. He's my baby. He's very pretty. But he watches my little light, and he does everything for me. I love him so much. He likes everything for me. He wants to go outside, so. Make sure you subscribe, everybody. Be looking out for the next show. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I love you guys. Thank you for following my journey.